definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
It is the End of the Bench here on 100.7 The Score, 100.7thescore.com. Welcome in to the First United Bank Studios. It's a gorgeous day in Lubbock, Texas, as we hit the hump day and try to turn it towards the weekend. Should be an interesting weekend coming up. Today we have Red Raider softball tonight. I bet you they'll get by Iowa State, and then it'll be over pretty quick after that. But they will take on the Cyclones at 7:30. You can watch that on ESPN+. We got Rangers baseball all over the place. Doubleheader coming up today on Double T97.3. Astros and Yankees later on today on 100.7 The Score. What's up, Dave Collier? We can make it another show?
I think we can make it another show. That's the plan anyway. Hopefully it gets off to a roaring start. My back's good.
How's your back?
Back's okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know mine's not, so y'all got to carry the show. Got to carry it today.
We're gonna come out quick like the Rangers did yesterday. Did you happen to? So I roll into work at like 2:28. I usually get there at 2, but took a little nap. Got in there, got ready to start rolling on the baseball game. Saw Marcus Semien walk up to the plate. I'm routing everything and in a hurry. First pitch. Gone. And I'm like, well, that's great. Missed the very first run of the ball game. Turned out I didn't really need it. That second inning was, that's how this first hour is going to go for us. We're just going to, you know.
Race out of the gates
and then cruise to the finish just like the Rangers did yesterday. Okay. Marcus Semien, a triple away from the cycle in the second inning yesterday. He didn't get it, but still. We need one of those days around here. So, Lucas, get to work. You've got burning questions, by the way, producing on the fly here.
I like it. Yeah, as long as I don't have to do them.
I was about to say you've got an hour just and a half answer. To prepare now. A lot better than the commercial break right beforehand.
No, I was having a laugh with Joyce. I was like, hey, at least I showed up to the right place today. That happened so fast on Monday, I didn't have a chance to make fun of myself about it. My attention to detail has never been good, which I think comes along with just being an organized individual, which I'm not. Throughout college, early adulthood, brain's a steel trap, didn't miss a thing, didn't need a calendar, didn't need, you know, landmarks, just knew, hey, you have a test on Tuesday. You have a 9 o'clock on Thursday. And maybe some of that was because I was delivering donuts at 5:30 and would just roll from the donut delivery onto campus and not miss anything. But I'm starting to struggle with the attention to the old oops, I forgot.
There's a lot more on the schedule these days for a lot of people. Thankfully, I have somebody in our house that is a lot more detail-oriented and provides calendars, so I know when and where to go. Otherwise, I would be in trouble. It would be a mess.
So, yesterday, kicking it around, we're not having any good ideas for dinner, and I suggest a place that I shouldn't have. So we all load up, all five of us. And again, in my dynamic with Cameron and Perry, 16 and 12, 16 very opinionated girl, 12 very macho, thinks he's an alpha male.
Yeah.
When they sense each other's presence, it starts to fight. Like, they don't realize it, but they can smell each other's presence from probably a block away. Like, when Cameron's now driving in, Perry's sensors start pinging, and that means get ready for the fight. So we go in to the place. Everything the boy says gets shot out of the air by the girl. It's like, you know, old World War II pilots, you know. Just shooting everything out of the air. So which causes a back and forth fight. Little one gets her phone, gets the phone taken away. Immediate hellfire fit.
Yeah.
I'm low blood sugared. Embarrassed at the scene that's being caused. You know, trips to the bathroom about every 30 seconds. Get out of the booth. They have one of the half circle booths. But it comes down to cheesecake time. So now you know where we're at.
Yeah.
None of them had ever been there, so we're going to try it, which, you know, stupid, because then you get the check and you have to take out a loan.
Yeah.
But the reason I'm telling you this story, there is a highlight to this story. 16 says, what is the Lady Godiva cheesecake? And we just lost it. I'm sorry. Godiva.
Godiva.
Yeah, you're a diva.
Yeah, go diva.
Yeah, go. Go diva.
You go.
And Jen's over there crying, laughing. And she says, well, you just made the radio. And I was like, damn right you just did. You made the radio with your Godiva cheesecake.
Did she get the Godiva?
She did.
Okay.
And I was so mad I didn't have any cheesecake or any sweets. But that was our evening yesterday, was Godiva cheesecake. Golly, man. Godiva. It's amazing. I look around that place and I was like, man, there's still people with money, because you got to have it to go in there. I remember when I was at ORU in the early years, it'd be game day lunchtime, and the coaches would break out, and they'd, you know, of course they all had money, and they're like, come with us. And I remember going into Outback and not being able to order. Like, I didn't have enough money to to pay for a lunch at Outback. And I remember going into the Cheesecake Factory and having water and bread. And because they love to go to the Cheesecake Factory. And I was like, I don't know, I'll tag along.
I'll watch you guys. I mean,
yeah, they go to St. Elmo's Steakhouse. I mean, it started. You ever been there?
No. I would love to go there. I've heard about it.
Famous
plenty.
For their shrimp cocktail. I think what I had was that night, I had one Miller Lite and the shrimp cocktail. And they got the ribeyes and the fillets, and they're just. And I'm like, well, I bet you that's good stuff.
Hey, if you guys aren't hungry, you know, if you want to cut off a piece of that, any scraps that are left, that would be great. I feel like a dog over here.
I'll never forget the first time that I was on the road with the ORU women's basketball, and I've told the story a bunch. They really didn't like the fact that I was there, and having to travel with them, and they treated me as such. They, when the game would be over, you'd have a box of pizza, or in this case, that and down in Shreveport, they got the Outback Steakhouse. Well, they got it for everybody but me. And so I get on the bus, and the head coach hands me that brown bread.
I bet you love that bread now.
And I get to go all the way to Tulsa on a bottle of water and brown bread.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's the End of the Bench, 100.7 The Score, 100.7thescore.com. We'll have the word of the day an hour from right now as we can jump on the computer, go to 100.7thescore.com, enter the keyword, win big cash prizes, another drawing taking place, excuse me, tomorrow. Red Raider softball tonight at 7:30. Don't forget you can watch that on ESPN Plus. And then Texas Tech baseball will get on the bus for Stillwater tomorrow. I'm taking the boy with me. And we're going to eat some Hideaway pizza.
Has he watched the game from
Obrey?
Obrey?
No.
No?
Heck, he never... Well, maybe he got into Alley P. I'm not sure. It'll be fun. Seeing the Red Raiders can play like they did last time up there when they went up and swept. So, I guess I'm a little confused with Matt Norlander and his tweeting yesterday about an NIL-driven Las Vegas college basketball event. So this is from not quite a day ago, 17 hours ago. The revolutionary college basketball NIL tournament set to be staged this year is nearly finalized. Sources tell CBS Sports 7 of the 8 schools are on board, and plans are to double the field to 16 in 2025. One of those schools, Texas A&M. This event, I think it said 27, 28, 29 November. Well, do you know where the Aggies are supposed to be on the 29th?
Where would that be?
Here.
Ah, that would change things.
Duke, Gonzaga, Kansas, Michigan, Syracuse, and Virginia have been contacted to play in 2025. It's called the Players Era Festival. And supposedly the ones that have agreed to play for this year in Vegas, Bama, Houston, Notre Dame, Oregon, Rutgers, San Diego State, and Texas A&M. Each team will be paid $1 million to participate. Huge additional NIL money will go to the winners.
Can you blame them for backing out of the contract here for that?
Well, I don't know if they've done that yet.
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying if this story is true and it does end up happening this way. I can't imagine they're getting $1 million to come here, right? I don't know how that payout money is for each school. I would imagine it would be a little more for like a Texas A&M to come here, unless you were doing a home-and-home trade with them. And I don't know how all that works. You're more in the inner workings of all of that.
Mm. So this is just, I don't know. So against... There's a point where it's going to be so different that we will not be able to recognize it. I just have this feeling. And I have also a feeling that it won't matter because the NCAA tournament is so popular and is such a cash cow. So here's another, I mean, he was tweeting like crazy yesterday. Matt Norlander obviously knows his stuff. Edgummit. Final format of the event is to be determined. Games are expected to air via streaming service, not linear TV. Said a coach participating, quote, "There's not a decision we make that's not NIL driven. I'll play in the parking lot of Mandalay Bay. Just clear the blanking check." That's where we're at.
Well, yeah. I mean, you gotta pay for the players somehow, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to,
you're already getting $1 million, and if you have success, I mean, we're gonna have, you know, instead of the press being allowed in the locker room afterwards, we're gonna have check cutting ceremonies. Yeah. Kind of like the, you know, the TBT tournament. You know, you got to win it to make the million or whatever it is. And then they said, this is what this share is for each player. Matt Mooney will get $38,000 if Team Air Raiders win.
Yeah.
That's the way it's going to be. For college basketball, if you win this tournament, this is what your share is going to be. We'll cut you a check in the locker room. Good luck on tax day.
And are you saying even like beyond that, like the NCAA tournament as well? Or are you just referring to these little player era festivals?
I mean, it's definitely going to start here. I mean, remember, there used to be none of these. Like one of the first ones was the Great Alaska Shootout.
Yes.
Then they're like, you know what? I think we can do better than Alaska. What about the Bahamas? What about Hawaii? What about, you know, places that are warm that people would like to come to? Well, then all of a sudden, these MTEs improved so much that the Great Alaska Shootout is no longer. So it evolved past that. So now we're in another stage of evolution where, and also,
the free trip isn't important anymore.
Yeah, Texas Tech got paid to go to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
When you go to these things, you get paid. So this $1 million thing to show up is not the big deal about the story. The story is, if you win, you get paid even more.
Yeah. Because then it's pay to play.
Yes.
Not that it isn't already, but you know.
It definitely is already.
But it's just even more so. There's not really a trophy attached. The trophy, like you said, is a big Happy Gilmore check.
What about that guy? That guy got a check. I want one of those big checks. He made like what? $13,000 for finishing last. I'll take one of those. Hacks, yesterday Woodman was doing a pop quiz on his show. Does he have permission to use bits from your award-winning show, or is he pulling a Rob Verbe and stealing bits? I'll say this. The end of the bench and the bottom line are heavily intertwined. We have bits that have made transitions to both shows, but Choice came up with the pop quiz idea long, long time ago, and he created that imaging, so really that's his. So we did it together on this show, so I don't have any problem with him doing it on that show.
You remember when we were talking about Verb, and I told you every time we talk about Verb, I send a text to the guy? So I texted him that day, and his response to me, yo, who's this? And I said, Collier. And then the response was, who's that? And I was like, is this Rob? No.
Oh, no.
And I apologized, but his... His response was, why y'all keep texting me, bruh? Leave me alone. And then he sent me a screen capture from a phone that said, hey, pal, how you going? Who's you? This is Choice. Is this Rob? On the same day, we had both texted him. Nah, bro. Leave me alone. Stop contacting me.
Oh, I need to text this guy then. Hey, Verb, what's up, man?
He will lose it. He will.
Why y'all keep texting me?
I apologize to him. He's like, no, it's okay. And it was like, no, not the way you were responding at first, but I can imagine that would
get very old. He sent you a screenshot
of Choice's conversation from the same day. We miss you, Verb.
It's been years now, and it had two texts on the same day. That's great.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's the EOB here on 100.7 The Score, 100.7thescore.com. 45 minutes. We will have the word of the day. So you can get registered, win big bucks through the Raymar radio stations and the Home Zone, helping you make your house a home. Hacks, Collier, and Lucas edition of this program. David, what do you feel for this weekend, Tech baseball-wise?
That's a wonderful question. I'm not optimistic, unfortunately. I mean, maybe I'll feel a little bit better if Tim is like, yeah, Mac Huer's good to go. I don't think that's going to be the case. So you're down another starter. Don't know what the situation is with your second baseman. It seems like everything's trending in the wrong way heading into this last Big 12 series, and I have no reason to believe that you can go win 2 of 3 on the road right now, because how many times have you done it so far this year? And that's not saying it can't be done, but until you see it, it's kind of hard to believe it. And I would imagine that's even somewhat whether Tim Tadlock would say as much as that publicly. It's got to be in some of the players' heads, right, at this point?
Sure.
I mean, you get the, oh, no, here we go again type scenario, which was a problem for football for a lot of times several years back. But I don't know how you can feel confident going into Stillwater this weekend.
Yeah, and how long does your recent dominance of them play a factor? I'm afraid.
Which way?
To the first pitch. You know, well, I mean, I just think, yeah, and, you know, it's such a different team.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, it's such a different bunch.
I just think they have.
Last time you went up there, you had Jace Young, Cole Stillwell, Hudson White, Mason Molina. And you went up there as, I remember feeling, as a rather large underdog, because I think they were in the top 10 at that point, and you swept them. So that's that's been 2 years. It's a brand new team, virtually, that most of them haven't played there. Now you're Josh Sanders, Derek Bridges, the seniors that got honored yesterday or however many days ago. They've been up there. But it'll be a decent atmosphere. It's more of a laid-back baseball crowd. It's more of a, hey, let's light up our cookers, drink beer, and enjoy the day type crowd, other, you know, instead of just really engaged in the games. But we'll see what that atmosphere is like. Oklahoma State's RPI is 21. Oklahoma 17. That's the best in the Big 12, as they're going to win the Big 12. TCU's at 29. Kansas State's up to 37. Texas Tech all the way down to 49. And that's actually up 3 spots. They were 52. Texas 51. Kansas 58. So, obviously, you're fighting for your tournament lives. And what Oklahoma State is fighting for is to nail down a regional host, which I know the NCAA loves to throw regionals at that place because it's brand new and a lot of people can go and they can get a good gate. Now, Oklahoma State has hosted already, I think, at least 2 regionals at the place, and they haven't come out of either of them. So
they still want to host, I would imagine.
Hmm?
They would still, you know, they would just think that they're due at that point, I would imagine.
Anyway, they got a lot of experience. They got a guy named Binge that is a great two-way player. Nolan Schubert set a school record for 4 home runs against Wichita State a couple weeks ago. They got a lot of good players. So should be an interesting weekend to see our guys out on the diamond. Maybe it's like the old golf adage that I use all the time. You know, you go out with such great expectations. You pick yourself up a par on the first hole. You double the next hole. Bogey the next hole. Next thing you know, for about 45, 50 minutes, you're 7 over. You get to the turn. You get a Snickers. And you're like, hey, let's just go play. And you play a whole lot better.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully that's the case.
This commercial pisses me right off.
Oh, what we got?
Have you seen this?
meat from plants. That's all I needed to see from it.
Impossible meat from plants. So they bring in this rough, tough guy. He's like, big guy, mustache, stomping all over the place, talking about how meats. We got more meats now because meat's from plants. And then he rides through a barn on a motorcycle, and I'm like, still, folks, not going to get me to eat that. I'm just not going to do it. We'll have to execute that commercial at some point.
You're like Choice watching a baseball game.
What's that?
And Choice, whenever we've watched baseball games with him, he just starts yelling at the television when I've done shows with him.
Well, we got Steve Urkel on the TV right now, baby, so all is right with the world, man. We were so much better with Urkel in our lives. From the 8th Flooring Center chat line, previous years have little to no bearing on this year. Thanks, Captain Obvious. That's, I guess, for me.
I don't know. I thought it was me responding to why is Choice no longer on the show, and I said blame me.
No.
Maybe it was me. Maybe it was you. Maybe it was both of us.
I've been Captain Obvious before. That's fine.
Yeah, that's not my bit. Mine's
Captain Disclaimo.
Disclaimo. I'll get it eventually.
Captain Disclaimo! Y'all could really mess with that guy if you published Verby's old number on the chat line. Yeah, that's taking it a step too far.
Yeah.
Collier, you should send him another text and pretend like your recent conversation never happened. That's from Tennessee Raider.
We have a photographer at the television station that changed his phone, and he told the newsroom, but he didn't tell the sports office, and I still have it in there, and I'll text him, hey, make sure you do this, and this, just from the text, it reads like it's a very angry woman. Oh, man, she makes that guy seem like a treat to be around. She is not happy with the random text messages from me telling her what to do at whenever she gets to the interview with whatever coach. I mean, it's
what are some of the things she says?
I can't say. It's kind of like Tom Brady's roast. You just can't say it on the radio.
Beep beep beep.
Sorry.
It's all right, man.
I got a lot of phone numbers I got to get out of my phone.
Yeah, me too.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hope you're having a great Wednesday here on 100.7 The Score. This is the End of the Bench. 14 minutes until our word of the day, where we will get you set up to win some cash prizes. Another drawing coming tomorrow. The big one is a month and a half-ish away, as we'll have the June 20th hoorah at Two Docks, where you can get some buddy hoppies and be very buddy happies. Hax Collier and Lucas edition of the program as we take you through today. Once your participation on the Yates Flooring Center chat line, it logged me out again. I don't know why it does that.
Doesn't want you to get mad at the comments.
Oh, really? Just boots me. McMillan at wide receiver and Mason Tharp at forward. I don't know about Chance. And I don't know about Tharp.
Like,
Yeah, big, tall, right? I mean, but big, tall doesn't necessarily translate to Division I Power 5 basketball player.
Like, fast feet and stuff. I mean, I know he runs routes, and I know he's, but. Now, I think, who was it? I think J.J. Watt even followed up on his comment and said, I know I couldn't play in the NBA, but I could give you 6 hard fouls, and that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, we all say that. Yeah. Like, I can give you 2 good trips, right?
Yeah, exactly. I get some of the arguments. They're running the entire time. Obviously, a much larger individuals, at least height-wise, but then I flash back to the video you showed me during a commercial break yesterday of youth basketball and a kid being touched and flying backwards and probably giving himself himself a concussion hitting the floor.
Yeah,
and
you heard the sound that he made when he hit the floor, and it sounded violent.
Yeah.
So that's him throwing himself into the floor.
Yeah.
I mean, making Neymar look like a dude that'll stand in there and take a charge.
One of the other things that Chris Long said during his multiple videos was, would they move a drill during an NBA basketball practice? Because in football practice, you get hurt, and the coach goes, let's move the drill over here and keep going. In an NBA basketball practice, what do? They probably stop the practice completely and just call it a day. In the NFL, let's move the drill.
I'm glad I don't have to do either.
Exactly. That's why we just talk about them. Or attempt to talk about them.
The so has there been a guy at Texas Tech that has made the crossover?
Yes, a guy by the name of Joey Hawkins was a tight end at Texas Tech, and Bob Knight needed a big man, so he moved over and played basketball. He was there just to get rebounds and be a body more than anything.
Matt Temple was a volleyball player, I guess, at one point. And then
Michael Crabtree was recruited by Bob Knight to play basketball.
Remember that?
So there's a couple.
You remember R.W. McQuarters?
Mm-hmm.
He made a football-to-basketball switch, and Alonzo Mays did for a little bit, too. Those are the only, though, guys over a 40-year span that I can remember at Oklahoma State doing it. But RW was just such a good athlete. And then Alonzo was just so big and strong. Like I said, sometimes you need, you're like, hey, man, we're missing some muscle. We need some, like again, a guy to take those three fouls maybe away from our best center.
Yeah.
And soak up some of that stuff that you have to get in college basketball.
Would Will Burns work?
No, he couldn't. No. He couldn't hack it.
Just not big enough because he's got the height of, I mean, he's just as tall as Pop Isaacs.
Yeah.
I know there's obviously a lot more involved than just height.
Mm-hmm.
But
now, again, athleticism-wise, I mean, he may be one of the better athletes on campus. And he may be starting at second base this weekend, too. Who knows?
Yeah.
Lucas, you got him?
2 minutes of nonstop in-your-face inquiries with no end in sight. It's time now for Burning Questions.
Okay, so first question is, if you were in Monte Harrison's situation and you went back to school to play whatever, what sport would you play and what school would you like to go back and play?
Is this college or high school? College, obviously.
Yes.
Sorry, I was flashing back to the other 31-year-old millionaire lady in Boston.
I've got a weird answer to this, and it's not going to be the one that you would think. I need a master's, and I want to get it relatively easily.
Oh, I bet you got the same answer as me. Go ahead.
I'm trying to picture which corner of Oklahoma I would go to. I would go play golf at Southeastern in Durant.
I would not go to Durant, but Durant.
Hey, it's right there by Lake Texoma, though. I mean, you can.
There's a casino right there that would just take all of my NIL money.
Oh, see, I would be able to just never go to. I would never go to that place. I would go straight to one of the coves and use the lake, and I would. I mean, you're right by Sherman, and then you're in Dallas.
I'm going to stick with golf since you went the smaller route. I'm going to go golf as well, but I'm going to do it at Texas Tech University because I know where they go on a regular basis, and you know who's going to come back from time to time. Maybe he invites you to play somewhere that you can't play. I'm going to play golf for Greg Sands. So many trips.
So I just think I can get a master's easy, and I think there's not going to be any pressure because nobody cares. And that's one area of the state that I haven't spent a ton of time in, and I'd like to.
Nope.
And I don't think Durant's that bad.
I didn't say it was. I just say I would spend all my time at the casino.
Okay, yeah.
I know that for a fact.
Calera.
What's the quickest job you've ever quit?
Ooh. Good one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
I mean, I dropped a... this is not quitting a job, but I dropped French after two classes. Because the lady expected me to speak French, like, right out of the gate. Man. I guess it would have to be the summer of... we have, you know, the year of suck in Lubbock. This was my summer of suck. I did overnight stock at Walmart. I would take a nap and then go umpire Little League baseball games. The biggest problem with the overnight stock was it was the chemical aisle. And I am very sensitive to strong smells. So basically I worked an entire summer with a massive headache. But I only did it for 3 months. So that would be my quickest quit.
I didn't necessarily take this job, but it works for this, I think. I went to UPS, one of those group hiring things. We were in some like conference room. Guy was up front explaining the whole thing, you know, what had to be done, where you would start. There were probably 50-something people in there, and he's just talking. And after like 30 minutes of this and nothing like handing anything to fill out, any paperwork, I felt like it was in some kind of meeting. I like looked both ways and I just stood up and I walked out. I was like, nah, the money sounded really good, but if we can't even get to the point where you're going to tell us what we're going to be, you know, give me a something to fill out here, an application, I'm out. Other than that, it probably was a job I actually took here in town not that long ago.
Yeah.
At the old chamber. I guess you could technically say the first radio job, but that was because I took another job at a chamber that had the same hours as the radio gig.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Get your questions in to the 8th Flooring Center chat line. We will take those and answer them. It's through the 100.7 The Score mobile app presented by Happy State Bank. All right, Bench Whizzles. That's a new one. If you could be in the booth on the call for any past sporting event, what would it be?
What would it be? I'll make it as recent as possible. I'll sit in the booth with Eric Nadell and listen to that call in person. Be at a World Series, be in the booth, get to hear Eric Nadell call it, because I'm certainly not going to be calling the baseball game. Yeah, I'll go that route. Recency bias.
I would like to have been sitting with Vern Lundquist in 1986. When Jack rolled the putt in on 16.
Also a good answer.
Maybe. Yes, sir! I forgot the numbers after Jimbo was fired. A&M's first 11 years in the SEC were slightly better than their last 11 in the Big 12. So much for SEC superiority. Yates Flooring Center chat line.
Which one was that? No. Yeah, and I will say, went back and looked. There was also a comment of making two titles in the strongest conference in the country, something that Texas Tech hasn't even done in the Big 12. When Missouri was number five in the country and they finished 7-1 in the mighty SEC East, Tennessee, who's now pretty good now, was 5-7 total that year. Florida was 4-8. Georgia was not quite Georgia at 8-5 on the year. Even Kentucky, who's somewhat decent now, was 0-8 in conference play that year. So maybe showed up at the right time. they were pretty good in the Big 12 whenever they left. And when they were playing in the Big 12, they got absolutely stomped in the championship game in back-to-back years. So they knew how to lose championship games in conference.
And win poor divisions. And that's what they did. This from the Ace Flooring Center chat line, my wife is a Mormon and I concur. Benchwarmers, what is your favorite Burrito King order? My man Chris makes a mean barbacoa and al pastor taco. I would get 3 al pastor tacos and the rice and beans. If you're really hungry, make it 4 tacos because they're the little street tacos.
Whatever Haxton said, because anytime he says that, I get whatever order he chooses, and I have no problem with anything that shows up in the bag. I know that's not the right answer, but I couldn't count how many times I've actually ordered Burrito King. You usually order it.
I usually do.
Yeah.
Your Texas Rangers closing pitcher. Which WWE wrestler's runout song would you use? I'd use The Undertaker's song.
I'm probably the only one somewhat qualified for this.
Yes.
I would go with Seth Rollins' music because everybody in the crowd gets involved in it and they chant it and they just keep going. So, that would go because you would get the whole stadium. Now, if you were the A's closer, probably wouldn't go as well with the crowd singing along with it. But, yeah, Seth Rollins.
3,000 people there.
Yeah, maybe, if that. Yep, I'm probably the only one that can help you out on that one.
Benchwarmers, I don't know any of them.
You could go with Hulk Hogan's music. There's nothing wrong with that.
I like Triple H's.
See, and I have to hear it to know that one because that
was
out of
time to play the game.
Time to play the game.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that one.
There's a big window. Like Hulk Hogan, that era, completely, absolutely nothing, 2020.
We know Woodman's. Woodman's is
Million Dollar Man.
Yeah.
Money, 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 money.
Everybody's got a price. Benchwarmers, what TV poker guy would you guys be? And who is the rest of the staff? I don't know.
The rest TV of the poker? Staff? I don't know enough names. I would not be Phil Hellmuth because that guy's annoying.
He's a
hothead. There was this bald guy named, I think, Gus Hansen. He was very quiet whenever he played. That's my kind of guy right there. Set back.
I wouldn't even
money.
Have to change my last name. I'd go with Isaac Haxton.
You know who I would go with? I would go with Matt Dowdney. I think that was his name. Played basketball at Texas Tech, and he dabbled in poker, and he was on some of those shows back in the day after playing for the Red Raiders. Matt Dowdney, is that what it was? I think that's what it was. Nick Dowdney. I can't remember.
Is Travis Hunter the number one player in the Big 12? No.
You're going Ollie?
Ollie. Then Taj. Then him. I think Congress is going to have a role in who's excluded from this Super League. There are a lot of senators in states that would be losing college sports if they are allowed to get schools cut out.
Nathan Dowdney. Dang it. Sorry.
Did you frazzle the mic with that little pop, or is it okay?
No, it's fine. All good.
Clay would be in the booth for the Miracle on Ice. Yeah, that would be madness. Stone cold, easy answer. Benchwarmers, who is the leading scorer for Tech basketball from who is on the roster now? That's a great question.
Yeah, maybe he's not here yet.
Might not be here yet.
Yeah, that's going to be my answer. He's not here yet because Overton, no. Hawkins,
no.
Distributor.
Federico.
He's going to be good for
Dunker,
some dunks.
Swatter.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go with not here.
Oh,
yet.
It's...
Is it a Chance McMillan?
No, it's Darian Williams.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Yeah.
Easy. From tough to figure out till finally it clicked. Darian Williams. Kenny Powers used Hulk Hogan's music. As a closer, I wouldn't want to be associated with burning it down. I'd want John Cena, my time is now.
I just wanted fan involvement with it, and you get plenty of that with Seth Rollins.
I went to boarding school with David Williams, played with him while we studied. Frazzled Mike, that is so me right now. And then Collier and his crispy old El Paso tacos over here cannot build a burrito order. Boom!
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Can't draft football teams, can't build a burrito. I could certainly eat, though, and my team would smoke y'all's.
I just love how it didn't touch a nerve. It, like, cut the nerve.
Oh, 100%.
Because it's been a week. Almost a week, yeah, and we
got a draft tomorrow.
Keep saying stuff about it.
Because we got a draft tomorrow.
Defenders, tomorrow, 11 o'clock. Draft season. Mount Rushmore season. Who is on the Mount Rushmore of Raymar Communications? You know Woodman's coming up if that's on. Texas Dolly Doyle Brunson in poker. Forgot about Doyle. Shouldn't have. All right, that's going to wrap things up for us. Get that money. For Collier and Lucas, I'm Hacks. We draft mañana.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.